Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, y'all. This is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob. We lost that summer-like weather, and we got the burst of fall that came in the middle of the week, and man, I'm digging it. It's bow season, and I was at bow camp last week, and we just couldn't get motivated with 75 and rainy. You know, it was just a little more comfortable in the pole barn watching football and drinking and eating. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. You listen to the Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. It's the smokiest show on the radio. We're glad you tuned in. We're here every week. The station you're listening to has a lot of class, and that's why they play us.
Right.
But we want to talk to you this week about fall grilling on open flames. And Jop just mentioned his deer camp in a pole barn. Mine was in the woods the first few days by myself because the boys that were coming up with me no-showed because they heard me belly aching in my texts about all the rain.
Right.
So I had some good quality me time. I got to do a lot of work on deer camp, and by the time one son showed up, I got to make him some nice stew, and I'll tell you real quickly how I made that. I bought a bag of these little bitty potatoes,
right?
And I brought some organic carrots up because I like to get those, and I pulled a chunk of brisket out of the freezer. I bought a big jug of beef broth and brought a couple Spanish onions. I threw all that in the...
No, don't. I can't remember what you used to cook with. You put me on the spot, Bob. I got it. It was a Dutch oven. Yeah, that's
and,
it.
Oh, my gosh. And then I brought a couple packs of gravy mix. So if you want something easy at camp, this was all packaged.
Is that
packaged.
The powdered stuff or the wet stuff?
Yeah, the packaged stuff. All right. And so by the time that thing cooked for about 40 minutes, just get the potatoes. And these little potatoes are beautiful.
Right.
Potatoes and carrots soft. I mean, the brisket was already done. It added a nice little smoky flavor.
Yeah.
And, wow. That's an easy way to go deer camp.
Right. Well, I had a little bit of fun. I got a couple good stories that are relevant to grilling guys. Well, I go down to deer camp with a bunch of my high school buddies, and it's beer camp. I'm just be honest. I didn't even bring a weapon. I knew we weren't going to be hunting. It was going to be 70-something degrees. I did, but we didn't get them out because it rained. The whole damn weekend it rained. I was down there from Friday to Sunday, and I don't think it let up but about 2 hours. But anyway, so we moved deer camp into my buddy Tim Pruden. He's got a wonderful farm down there, and he's got a big pole barn that's more like a man cave. It's heated. It's got TVs. It's got a bathroom in it. And we sat around in a circle and called each other names for 2 days. But while I'm down there on Friday, I'm prepping for all these guys that are going to be coming down. And I'm making jalapeno poppers, right? I'm cutting them in half. I'm taking the seeds and the membrane out. I got a wastebasket right between my legs. I'm throwing the stuff in there and putting them on the tray. Well, I did 36 peppers, cut them in half. I'm going to stuff some of them with this smoked salmon dip that I made, and it was fabulous, right? And we can get into that a little bit later in the show. But I had a tub of smoked salmon dip, and Tim's like, ooh, smoked salmon dip. So I had some crackers there, so I reach over and I grab a cracker and I put some of that salmon dip with a knife on the cracker and I hand it to him, and he takes the first bite. You know, you're always kind of anxious when you've made something. You want to see what a guy thinks of it, and he's like, he gets this look on his face. He's like, holy crap, that's hot, and I'm like, hot? What the hell you mean hot? And he's like, that thing is hot. Well, what I did is I had that oil from all the peppers that were on my gloves, and I didn't change gloves, so it got all over the cracker. And when I handed it to him, it lit him up like crazy. And he's not a guy that likes hot things at all. And he was trying to be polite, but the look on his face was precious because he, oh, God. You had to be there, but you really didn't.
You mentioned something that is a real luxury. You have a heated bathroom.
Right. Oh, yeah.
We have an outhouse that Big Ted built us. Oh. And I don't think
you didn't move that, did you?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yeah, when we moved the camp, of course, we moved the outhouse, dug a night. I had the boys up, so they dug, and I my post hole digger, so they dug to China on this pit. So we'll not be filling up in the next year or two. But bless his heart, he built us a nice sheet metal. It's brown. It blends in nicely. But he didn't really get his dimensions very down pat.
Got some air leaks?
No. you can't shut the door.
Oh.
When your knees are sticking out.
Oh,
so you have to get used to going number two with the door open. So knowing that.
Hopefully that doesn't face the north.
Nope, it's facing south. So you can get a tan. But knowing that, this time I put it in a much more, let's say, diplomatic location.
I see. So south isn't facing the fire pit?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of going to the Hawkins Glass Bar. I don't know what they call it now, but like the first night there or second night there, I'm by myself. I don't want to cook. And it's 5 miles to there. And
right.
They have pretty good food. It's an old bar. But they have a good.
You didn't go on up to the Chase Smokehouse.
I was, that was the next I was night. Close, but I yeah. didn't. I yeah. you know knew I'd have a couple beers and I wanted to shorten my drive.
Right.
And I got the burrito with extra jalapenos. So the next morning, let me tell you, that outhouse got to work out.
Yeah.
Yeah, doubly so.
It wasn't cold in there anymore.
Yeah. Funny. There's more to that story, but yeah. I won't bore you with it.
So the hit of the weekend. And this is crazy because you cook a lot of things, and I brought way too much food, as you always do. But the hit of the weekend, we talked about those bacon explosions.
Done them.
But, yeah, hundreds of them. And I made a couple of those with Sobeys Parkside Kielbasa for the meat. Oh, they're a huge hit. But the hit of the weekend was, this is super simple, so listen up. It's a three-ingredient deal. I made stovetop stuffing, whatever flavor you like. We chose turkey. Right? So just one box of stovetop stuffing, put it in a bag, took it with me. It was all pre-made the day before. I had a turkey breast, just one of those young hen turkey breasts that I bought frozen.
Beautiful.
Thawed it out. When I thawed it out, I cut half the breast off and made turkey jerky out of it. Just put a little marinade together and threw it on the smoker because it was hot. But the other side, I cut off there, laid it out, and pounded it out with the bottom of a mushroom jar. Right? I just was beating it till it got thin. That was the only tool I had, and I took some of that stuffing, put it on that turkey breast, wrapped it up, and then put my bacon weave right over the top, and I used heavy or thick bacon, and put that in the smoker.
Now stop. You used thick bacon for your weave.
I did.
How did that work?
It worked great because I wanted to make sure that the turkey was done, and poultry takes a little
longer.
So
you wanted the bacon to take longer.
Right, and not be... and not be burned.
That's a good point.
So
But it wove together okay.
Oh, yeah,
You got it managed, because it's sometimes a little tougher to work with.
Right, and the tip there was, is I let it get almost to room temperature, and I can stretch it then, and it tightens up.
Okay.
So anyway, when that thing came off, it was wonderful. You take a slice of that, and you had the bacon and the turkey around it and the stuffing in the middle, and it was all hot. Oh, man.
So did you grill it or smoke it?
I smoked it. For about 2 hours, I brought it to 160 in the center, which is way overdone because the turkey is only like a quarter inch thick, and it's on near the surface, right, because the stuffing's in the middle.
Right.
But I just stick that probe in there.
Want to be safe. Yeah. It's foul.
Right.
So how was the bacon when you were done?
Crispy.
Really?
Yeah, because I was running the smoker at about 250.
Okay.
So it cooked it down.
Nice.
And that's nice. The beauty of those things is they've gelled together, right? When you take those off, that
welded.
Bacon has welded itself together. You take it off, it's really cool on the board.
That must have
looked
great.
Before you cut it. Yeah, exactly. Then you take that first slice and you see the jelly roll.
So the guys were pretty excited when you walked in with that.
Yeah.
Legend lives on.
Right. Well, I don't know about that.
You'll be invited back next year.
We ate good. And, the guys all generously chipped in and to help with the food costs.
I want a little disclaimer here, too. That's great job. Last week, we played a best of. And I had my old high school buddy, childhood friend, William Stratoff, on. And he owns Hillhoff Dairy.
Right.
And they are the first organic dairy in Michigan. Well, they had a recall on their milk only because some paperwork on some certification for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So if you heard it was recalled, it wasn't anything to do with the milk. It was strictly a bureaucratic snafu.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next, we're going to sharpen your skewer a little bit. Stick with us. We'll be back. Slinging mud and dirt and grass. I've got your number. I got
You mess with one man, you got a song.